A Significant Dream. Battle Creek, Michigan, November 18, 1889. I arose at 4 o'clock a.m., built my fire, and offered to God my prayer for his blessings, with thanksgiving for his mercies during the night past. I thanked the Lord for a dream that was given me. I was giving directions in regard to the grading around my premises. The house was white, standing upon a rise of ground. The building looked very attractive among trees that were growing at a little distance from the house. Men were at work removing every unsightly thing and enriching the ground, that flowers would grow in healthfulness and beauty around the premises. There were quite a number of spectators. One was in an official position in the place, but what a specimen of humanity! He was a drunken bloat. He was finding fault and grumbling, and was directly in the way of the workmen. He said, "Mrs. White, I think you are taking great pains with these premises. Is this in accordance with your faith?" Then quite a number of the church members, our brethren, drew near to see if I would not be confused by this question. I answered, "Gentlemen, a little expense will make my premises neat and attractive, and it is because of my faith in the Word of God that I want it thus." "Can you point to one extravagant thing about my premises? The location is good. The soil needs some improving. The barn and outbuilding are good. I have secured as perfect sewerage as I can possibly have. I am now making a neat yard and completing the fences. You say that because of my faith I am doing too much. I say, because of my faith I can do no less. I am trying to present the fruits of my faith that it may have a correct influence upon others. God is not glorified by those whom he has called out of darkness into his marvelous light, being untidy, careless, and slovenly. We want to copy the heavenly pattern as far as order and neatness are concerned. And, if heaven is desirable and attractive, I want that my premises shall be attractive in their simplicity and order. We all need to consider that thoroughness, neatness, and order should prevail among those who love and fear God, for in this we are recommending our faith. We are making an impression upon the beholders. Our connection with God will increase our desire to be cleanly in our houses and about our premises. Fruit trees, ornamental trees, and flowers cultivated about our dwellings pay in more ways than one. The Lord is a lover of the beautiful, for he has made the lofty trees, the spears of grass, the beautiful shrubs, the delicate flowers, and all these have a softening, subduing influence upon the beholder. And as their senses are charmed, they are involuntarily drawn from nature to nature's God. If the Lord is mindful of us in giving us this expression of his love in the variety of beautiful flowers growing in their natural loveliness, shall we not be grateful to him? Shall we not do just as Jesus told us to do? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Matthew 6, verse 28-29. Here the Lord contrasts the artificial with the natural. The Lord would have every man stand in a position free from every temporal dependence, looking to God, listening for his voice. It is not the Lord that has brought so many into financial straits, it is the enemy. He has done this to discourage them and to drive them to positions where God would not be glorified. They will know the will of God if they wait patiently for him to work. The Lord has laid upon me a work to do. He says, "You are to occupy a position that will give character to the work. You are not to be influenced or controlled by the sentiments or the plans of anyone. God would have you where you will not be dependent on anyone. There is a large degree of hereditary and cultivated tendencies in men who are in responsible positions. They love to make their power and authority felt, and they have not the spirit of Christ to take in the situation of those who are in varied positions. God would have you stand in a position of independence, of prosperity, for there are many enemies who are watching that they may find something to publish to the world that God's hand is not favoring you, that your brethren have not confidence in you and cannot trust you. God has given you light to give to the people, which light shall go everywhere, bringing to you means to give more light. You are responsible for the means it shall call into use as God shall direct you. Will you look to God for guidance and study His Word?
The bloated, disgusting object passed away, looking sour and dissatisfied. I said to our brethren, "Should that poor man use the means he now employs to make himself a loathsome object? In having his house and premises attractive, he would himself be more agreeable. He would not spend his money for that which is not, except to make himself objectionable. I drink no tea from China, nor coffee from Java. I eat simple food, and I expend wisely some means to have God's precious things in my sight, and to have everything healthful about my premises. I do this that all may see we do not, because of our faith, descend to commonness and become lax and loose and untidy, and that those not of our faith may have no occasion to point to us as a low, rough, ignorant people who do not care for anything about them. Let all see that because you believe the Lord is coming, you are preparing for a pure and holy heaven by being pure and cleanly and holy here. Then you will be at home when called to the holy mansions above. What saith the Lord to us through His inspired apostle? But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. I was presenting to my brethren the plain facts in regard to my position that the Lord had given me, that I should stand where I could control the means which should come through the books that God has bid me write. I should not hesitate or fear to connect those with me in my work who have the fear of God and ability.